Okay. Not okay yet. One second. We're almost okay. Now we're okay. Oh, that's on.
It's not. It's a glare.
Okay, that's better. That's better. Okay, so welcome back, everyone. Everybody here and everyone out there. So we are learning the halachas of tzitzis. Just start all over again. And we're on page 40, Simon Yud Aleph. And Siv Hei. So basically what we're talking about now is the process of making the strings for the tzitzis. So we're talking about spinning and combing and spinning and all that type of stuff. Does it have to be lishma? And how long do the strings have to be? And we talked about the one long string. We talked about tchelas again. Just get everybody ready. Meretz Hashem. Now in Hay, a very interesting halacha. So the Mechaber says in Hay, and we're on page 40, Ein otsin atzitzios mitzemer hanechas bekotzim shason rovsim beineham. You don't make the tzitzis from wool, right? Because that's what we usually do, right? We've seen that before. Make tzitzis really out of almost anything, depending on what the garment is, or from linen. But basically, right, we use wool. We use wool, and no matter what the garment is, it's going to be wool tzitzis. So you don't make those wool tzitzis out of wool that the wool that has thorns and thicket in it, because I guess I'm not a shepherd. Whatever. Whatever it is. Kotsim is like thorns. So anyway, so I have this video I show all the way at the end of the year because in 12th grade they learn Hilchos Shabbos. So just like to transfer them, to transition them, show them this amazing video that about the 39 Malachos. A rabbi from Houston made it, along with Eliezer Jones, who used to live in the Valley, but doesn't live there anymore. I think he lives in Chicago now. So so when they go through a lot of the steps of the 39 a lot of the 39 malachas are either sidur de pas, right, how they made bread, like starting from plowing, making a hole in the ground, all the way to all these other steps to finding the makabat patish, right there. But also one of the processes in the Mishkan was wool, right? They had to make threads and tchelas and argaman, right? So they take you to this, I don't know how they have this place in Texas where they still do things like that. And they have a bunch of sheep. And you have to cut off, you have to shear it. And again, now they have electric shears and stuff like that, but imagine, can you cut it? So it's really and then one of the steps, as in Hilchos Shabbos, is malaben, is washing. And so the kid asked the Rebbe, like, why we have to, why is it so dirty? So he says, you'd be dirty too if you never took a bath and played in the dirt all the time. We don't appreciate. So again, I don't know, playing in the dirt is one thing, but I guess they used to run all over the place. And again, not Moshe or Yaakov Avinu, this week's Parsha, right? Nekudim, right? I don't know about speckled and whatever. So all the sheep there. So I guess, who knows? They can run around and they get thorns in it. And again, the wool is matted, right? That's what you're talking about. They had to comb it out. They had to, right? It's like a mess. Like, we think, it's all nice. And even though there are Mishnahs that talk about, right, and Shabbos talks about that they used to put, like, this coat, this thing around the sheep. So it's a shy whether it could wear it on Rosh Hashanah. So to protect the wool. Very interesting. So, you can imagine. I mean, we see from this week's parsha, right, Lavan went to shear his sheep. And later on, they were going to see Yehuda or not. Right? It's evidently shearing. And one of the Mepharshim brings it down that when they used to shear the sheep, they made a mishnah afterwards. It was like a big deal. So you can imagine you have a lot of sheep, and, you know, and then, I don't know, it takes a lot of work, and you shear them. I don't know if you put these, they put the coats on them. But you know, like, wool is very expensive.
What was the coat made out of?
Huh?
What was the coat made out of?
No, I don't know what it was necessarily made out of. It was made out of something to protect the wool. I guess from stuff like this, right? Because if you get thorns and thicket in the wool, you know, like, it's going to lower its value. Right? So the sheep are, you know, want to protect the wool.
When I was a Cal Poly walking with a sheep on campus, and I used to see birds laying on the sheep's back and pick the bugs out of the sheep's wool.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
The sheep is, they
see, but that's the godless abode that Hashem does something like that. It's amazing. So again, so that type of, getting back on track here, so that wool that has stuff in it, right, thorns and all of that, so you can't make tzitzis out of that. And also, v'lomi yishari shesi ha'oreg mishari b'sof ha'veged. And also not the leftovers of the, right, this warp and weft, right, you know, the strings go two different ways. So, you know, there could be leftovers, right, so that at a certain point, right, they do warp and weft and they loom something, and then they have to cut it off, right, that's also one of the malachas. And then you have a thing of wool, a garment, right? That you wove, that you loom, from the loom. But once you take it off the loom and you cut it, so then there might be leftover stuff, right? So there might be leftover, I don't want to call it material, or, you know, like pieces of wool or...
Remnants.
Yeah, remnants, as they call it in the carpet business. So you can't use that either. So you can't use the wool that has thicket in it, that has gunk in it, to use a technical term. And you also can't use the leftovers from the loom. Why? And the reason in both cases is mishum bizoy mitzvah. Right? It's not nice. Right? So low quality wool, right? You know, they had to take out the thorn. You know, it's not so nice. So that's what you're using for tzitzis. You have scraps left over from the loom. That's what you're using for a mitzvah. So, yeah. Now, what's very interesting is if, so you would say, yeah, but you know, like, so, but look what the Mishnah Berurah says in Chaf Hei. Ve'afilu b'di'evad pasul. Even b'di'evad, you can't use this stuff. So, you know, you can imagine, like I was been saying throughout, you know, we're very jaundiced, you know, like, you know, by tzitzis, by, you know, like you could get all the chumras and you could get the nicest garment and you could get the nice, right? Like I told you recently, I bought new talism, so it's like Leon Hara. You know, you call the place and they show you all different types of weave and nothing, you know, like it's, and what kind of tzitzis? You want thick, really thick, thin, really, you know, like, you know, like, somebody told me that's the problem of America. America, you go to the store and you want to get peanut butter. I mean, you can, man. It's 15 different types of peanut butter. It's all good to your, you know, like, you know, like, you know, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, Baruch Hashem. I mean, that's how Hashem gives us the Nechama after World War II, you know, like, you know, has to take care of, pamper us a little, so. Or they're from Rabbi Wine, so you know. So you know, so, but in the old days, you know, like what did you have? Like, so you know, this is what I got. So you know, like I'll use it. No, it's usher. Not nice. So right. So a lot of times we say, oh, not nice, but it's usher. Yeah. yeah. It is. You know, like this week's haftarah. Yeah, this week's haftarah. Right, the Navi, the yesterday's Haftarah, right? Navi says, you know, you bring this sheep and it's a D-level sheep or whatever, you know, would you bring it to, would you bring it to your house, right? Right? Would you make clothes out of that? Would you use it for a suit? No. Oh, but I'll make tzitzis out of it, you know.
Do Jews have to be involved every step of the way, or claim?
What? So that's what we were learning last week. So the Mishnah Berurah in Chavav goes through a whole discussion about how can you use the leftovers of the is that what you're asking? How can you use the leftovers of the looming of the loom of the weaving? You have to process it lishma. So this was right. That was last week. So that's the kasha that he brings in Chavav. In other words, that how can you use this anyways? Leftover from the mill, from the loom, because it has to be processed. Excuse me. Even the spinning and the other things, it has to be lachma.
It has to be a Jew.
Well, yeah, a Jew, but it has to. Even if a Jew, let's say a woman was weaving, right? So it was a Jew, right? But she didn't have kavana. Right? She had kavana for a soup. All of a sudden, there's stuff left over. I'll be green and I'll use it. I'll recycle and use it for tzitzis. She didn't have kavana, right? Okay, so that's the whole Mishnah Berurah here, right? Okay, let's go on to Vav. Very interesting halacha. Im asan mitsemer gozel, right? Anybody learn sukkah or anything, you know? Here comes all that stuff. Let's say you made tzitzis out of stolen wool. Now again, we're going to have to explain this case. So psulim, so they're pasul. So the tzitzis are pasul. The Ber Halacha, excuse me. Ber Halacha says the same halacha would apply if you stole a garment, the talis, and you had your own tzitzis, and you put tzitzis on that. It's your own tzitzis, but you stole the garment, not the strings. So also, in that case, it'd be pasul.
Is that true across the board, doing a mitzvah through a store?
Correct. Well, but see, here we're going to see it's a worse problem. Well, let's see. Here it's an additional problem. In other words, you're saying it's mitzvah of avera. But here we'll see it's a bigger problem. Well, I don't want to say bigger, but... So it's puzzle. So let's go back upstairs. So if you used wool that was stolen, right? You went in at night and sheared one of your neighbor's sheep, and right, and you made it into it's possible. Dechsi v'asu lahem mishelahem, because the Torah says, and you should make the tzitzis v'asu lahem, and they shall make for themselves. So the word lahem v'asu lahem, they should make for themselves mishelahem. It means it has to be yours. Do you want to see who it is, or maybe wait a second, let me your page. Right. Okay.
What if you got it from the thief and you didn't know it was stolen?
Oh, we're going to get to that. Very good question. So, once again, so the... Someone was knocking. Because they got scared off. Kedusha. Okay, so once again, so if you stole wool and you made it into tzitzis, so then the tzitzis are pasul. So look what the Ramah says. Well, we're going to have to look at the Mishnah Berurah, but let's just do a Ramah here. The Ramah on the next page, on page 41, says, V'davka shegozel chutim. That's specifically if you stole the strings. In other words, either you stole the wool or, well, we'll see about stealing the wool. But let's say, again, this is very, I don't want to say very likely, but you know, you're in Mei Sharim and you walked in someplace and you stole some tzitzis strings, right? So then the tzitzis are puzzle. Aval im gazal semer. But like the original case I talked about before, that if you took wool and you made it into tzitzis ksherim, we'll see. However, the Ramah says, "Umi lechachila asur la'asosan, but lechachila you shouldn't do this." Well, in bracha, ayin lakamam b'simen Reish Siman Taf Reish Mem Tes. So, so Ramah is saying that specifically if you sold strings. But if, like we said originally, if you took
the
shearings of the wool, you processed it, and may instance this is bediyev, it'd be okay. Now, what's the difference? Now, again, we have to go back in some Mishnah Berurah to make it. But you could see there's a long Mishnah Berurah, Lamed, Ksherim. So we got to do this Mishnah Berurah inside. See the Mishnah Berurah inside? So if you stole wool and you processed it and you made it into tzitzis, so now the Rama says that would be okay. Tazmevar, the Ire HaRama, so the Taz explains that the Rama is Tamar Kase, the Hechi, the Hava Yeush Gamkein. Right? Anybody learn this in Eilam Mitzvahs? Right? So in other words, or everywhere in Shas, right? Yeyush. A person lost an object and gave up hope of recovery. Well, let's see. So again, this is a huge, I'm learning this with Yeshua Prangla right now. The whole idea of Yeyush. So the Taz explains that what the Rama is talking about is A, that you processed the wool and made it, we'll see what that does, and you made it something different. You made it, it's not wool anymore. You stole the wool and then you changed it. Plus, that has to be another ingredient here, plus the original owner of the sheep was Miyayish. There is Yish. So there has to be two things, two ingredients. Vekanya be Yish v'shino Hashem. So now the person who processed it, now again, we're not saying we're going to give him after Yonah, but the question is are the tzitzis kosher b'diavad? So the answer is yes, because A, he metamorphosized it, he changed it, he changed it. Well, it's more than that. It's a different name, right? Before it was shearings, it was wool. Now it's thread. It's a shino shem. We'll see more about that. Plus, there's the yeyush. There's those two things together. The mikar tzemer, because once upon a time it was, or when he got it was wool. V'asha chutim, and now it's strings, thread. Aval magen Avram kasa, but the magen Avram wrote, right? This is real. The Gemara is involved, and they even Pesach is. The language the Rama, the Magen Avraham says, Mashma seems to indicate the Sfira Leit Afilu Kodem Yeush Kasher. That it seems, the Magen Avraham says, against the Taz, that the Rama is saying even before the original owner gave up hope was Miyayish, it's already the person who stole it. Why? Even without Yeush. Why? Dekanya b'shinui maaseh, because you changed it with an action, right? Like we said before. Before it was wool, now it's not wool anymore. But that's a shinu shame. Here's a shinu maaseh. Right? We've been talking about that before. It takes a lot of work and processes to change something from wool to thread, strings, whatever you want to call it. And the Gros seems to agree with that, that leave Yeush out, that since you changed it, you did massive work on this, you did an action to the stolen object, so then it's his. Now again, we're not talking about Maftir Yonah here. So that's one case. V'im gazal chutim. But let's say somebody, Reuven, stole, went to a store in Meisharim, and walked out with some kafel shmona avodas yad manufas lishma tzitzis. And then what did he do? Umachron la'acher lifnei yeush. And then he sold it to Shimon. Now the owner of the store maybe doesn't know that they were stolen, right? I don't know how good of inventory he's doing. Or Reuven sold it after he stole it. He sold it to Shimon like right away. So, he didn't have a chance to do inventory yet. Lo yatsa sheni had bad tzitzis. So, Shimon, who bought the tzitzis, again, it might be innocent. Right? I'll buy some scissors, right? You know, the shina rishus, because a change of rishus, of domain, no, of possession, of ownership, whatever you want to, of ownership below yiyush lokani. Again, this is really important stuff. So changing of ownership without yush, that definitely doesn't work. Okay, we're going to have to stop here for today because we're running a little. But Amir Tzachem, we're going to pick this up tomorrow. So this is huge, because then a stamas is stealing something, chas v'shalom. Or, but let's say you buy stolen goods. Let's say, chas v'shalom, let's say, you know, you did. You bought today, you bought a shofar, you bought a whatever. Well, a shofar might be different because you don't get. But, you know, it's a lot of things. Whatever, a sitter, you know, like whatever. Right? Again, well, we'll get into two other. Let's say Stam, you know, so somebody, it happens all the time, they took a sitter out of the shul, you know, it was innocent, and ends up who knows where, right? And so you want to use it. It's been, ends up in St. Louis or whatever, right? Or, a case we'll talk about tomorrow is, let's say you bought tzitzis on credit, haven't paid for it. Right, this comes up every year, right? Buy matzahs. So I don't know about you, but the person I buy matzahs from is a very good friend of mine, Zion. And you know, like, so I buy matzahs, you eat them at the Seder, didn't pay for them yet. Okay, we'll see this tomorrow.